You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy holidays. This is Easy Talk. You're listening to Easy Talk with your host, Eric Easy Zuli. I'm known as the Hollywood It Guy. Okay, that's enough applause. I appreciate it. I love you guys. I really do. And I hope everybody's having a wonderful time and then in the shopping and what you're doing, getting ready for the holidays. And so do we have a show in store for you? Let me tell you, man, this is just getting better and better. Oh, this is getting fun. So we have a couple new segments, and new twists, and new things coming to the show. First of all, I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for featuring our show. If you see the wonderful Vanessa Curry right there on the front of the homepage on Blog Talk Radio, Vanessa Curry is formerly from Pussycat Dolls, and she's a Laker cheerleader. She has a wonderful story, and she's going to be coming on around 2:20. So here's some of the new things we have going on, guys. We have the National Enquirer's Patricia Shipp, who's going to be talking about that Hollywood gossip and give you that Hollywood secrets. We have a segment called Hollywood Secrets, which I'm going to be bringing her on pretty soon. And we have the America's Got Talent. At the end of the show, what we're going to be doing is bringing on the supervising casting director, and she's got a couple extra friends she's going to be bringing on too, talking about where the next auditions are, how you get into it, how you get your opportunities made. It's called Opportunity Time. I'm your host, EZ, Hollywood It Guy. You can follow me at Hollywood It Guy on HollywoodItGuy.com, my blog, and you can go to the Facebook.com/HollywoodItGuy if you want to follow my movements. I'm a general person in Hollywood. I do a lot of things. I have a show coming out next year. We've been putting a lot of cool things together, and I give you a lot of the behind the scenes of Hollywood. So HollywoodItGuy.com on the blog. We just got done doing some cool things with my friend Sam Sarpong, big supermodel, big host. I got a show coming out on BT next year, so we'll be talking a little bit. We'll be blogging a little bit about that. That's actually on the blog. And so, you know, what I wanted to get into, guys, is I want to talk a little bit about business ethics, about, you know, being ethical when you're doing business. And so anyway, I've had some situations. I'm going to share a couple situations with you that I've dealt with and I've gone through. In fact, when I started in this industry, I actually worked with a gentleman very, very high up in the industry. And, you know, I started out in this industry as a host, and I had a YouTube channel that I was building, and we became one of Convict Music's official channels, and we started doing all the music videos. You guys can check that out at What You Need, WHAT, the letter U, NEED TV, What You Need TV. Did a lot of cool behind the scenes, and so I did a lot of stuff. I went to a lot of red carpets, I went to a lot of things. And I actually met a photographer, this photographer, man, she was amazing, and I noticed some skills that this photographer happened to have that a lot of people didn't have. So, yeah, I kind of took her under my wing, and I said, hey, you know, like, would you like to come shoot the stuff that I cover and the stuff that I shoot and the things that we do? And she's like, oh, yeah, cool. So we became friends, and we started doing some things, and then what happened is I started introducing her to some people, and we negotiated and discussed a partnership management type of situation. I was supposed to get a percentage, you know, we were discussing the business, and I helped really build this person. I really got her in contact with some very high-profile people, and you know, I met her at a red carpet event. It was a fashion event. And, yeah, I really got involved with some great stuff, and then I ended up actually introducing her to someone that was very dear to me. I trusted this person, very, very, very dear to me, and it helped me a lot, opened up a lot of situations. This person was big in the industry, and I don't know where he's at now, but he was very big, and he was kind of like an industry dad to me. He mentored me, taught me a lot of stuff. So I basically introduced this particular person, this photographer, to this person, and you guys are going to probably have tears in your eyes, same with me. And there's a reason I'm sharing this story with you. So basically, we were talking about a management situation, and I helped condition her, and I was putting her in positions for a reason so we can move forward in business. So anyway, she met this person, and this person ended up signing her to a management contract that I trusted. Okay, I trusted this person with all my heart, pretty much. It was like family. And he ended up signing her to a thorough contract. And not only that, but he calls me up and says, hey, if you want to do anything with this particular photographer anymore, please contact me. And it's just a story I wanted to share with you guys. And now, what you should have done in a situation like that, and tell me if you guys agree with me, you can call me up at 914-338-1303, 914-338-1303. What I would have done if I was in that person's position is I would have called me up and talked to me, don't you think? You know, I would have called me up before you went around my back and ended up signing this particular individual after I put, you know, all my time. But yeah, and the reason I'm sharing the story with you guys, I mean, there's many, many other stories I'm going to share with you, and actually next week I'll share with you another very interesting story. You know, the bottom line is go through the middle person, please. Go through the middle person. Go through the person that don't cut out the middleman. I'm sorry. Thank the middleman. Just don't cut out the middleman. You know, that's my message for today. So happy holidays, everybody. We're going to bring on, we're going to take a little short break here, and we're going to bring on Patricia Shipp. She's actually the leading National Enquirer reporter, and she's got some cool things to talk to you guys about. So, hey, we'll be right back.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
The newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
All right, guys, so we have a special treat. This is the first segment of Hollywood Secrets with Patricia Shipp. She's one of the lead reporters of the National Enquirer, and she's going to be inquiring with the show a little bit and throwing a couple of those secrets out there. Patricia, what's going on?
Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, I'm blessed, man. Just it's the holiday season, trying to get the Christmas shopping and give those secrets to our fans on Easy Talk here. We first of all, I want to say we're blessed and honored to have you come aboard the Easy Way family, and we're honored to hear all the wonderful stuff. And trust me, guys, you guys are going to hear the hottest, coolest Hollywood gossip and info from this girl right here. So what's going on? What's our Christmas gossip for the
First of all, everybody has to buy the Enquirer and put it as a stocking stuffer. I mean, come on. You got to know what's going on over the holidays, because everybody's going to be off on, you know, on their vacation. So you're not going to be up on anything. The Enquirer is the only one that's going to bring you and keep you up to date through the new year. So don't forget about doing that.
Now, definitely.
Okay. If you need some extra ones, let me know. now, you know, the Kardashians, they are just like so polarizing. You know, either you hate them or you love them. But, you know, they have a new, I mean, they're everywhere. I was in the drugstore the other day, and I couldn't believe it. They even have a new nail polish shop now. I mean, really, do you have to put Kardashians on everything? I mean, the next thing you know, you're going to be going to the grocery store, and they're going to have, you know, Kardashian carrots or something. So now they're over in England, and they launched, you know, a new clothing line. But everybody's not thrilled about the Kardashian clothing. I mean, they wear sequin jackets and leopard. I mean, there's so many leopards. That's why leopards are, you know, endangered species, because our Kardashians are wearing them everywhere. But Kate Middleton does not like their clothing, and they sent her some freebies. You know, obviously, if the new Queen of England is going to be wearing your clothes, it's going to sell off the rackets, right? Well, she sent all of the stuff back, and she just giggled, saying, no, thank you. So now all the Kardashian stuff is 50% off on the racks. How about that?
Ooh, that's one, all the ladies out there listening.
That's just one person. Nobody, Kate Middleton does not want to look like Kim Kardashian. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, she's a big fashion icon, so if they had gotten her endorsement, you know, it would have blew up over in England, but she sent it all back. Now, I'm not saying that she hated their style, but she just is not in a position to accept freebies. It's just not kosher of it. It's not like the celebrities here that take anything you give them in a freebie. You know, so I'm not sure if she just doesn't like the style or just, you know, protocol. You just don't do that with the Queen of England. You don't send them free leopard print tops. So
I agree. Well, you know, it's funny that you said the Kardashians, because another one of our hosts, Sarah Winchester from Real Housewives of Orange County, has her show Sarah's Secrets every Wednesday at 3 p.m., and she just had a guest. Yeah, she just had a guest that was a celebrity art designer. She does celebrity art, and I guess she did a portrait of Khloe Kardashian and Lamar. And there's some pretty interesting gossip on that, how Lamar was eyeing the artist a little bit. I don't know, you know, like it's just crazy what you get on Easy Way Broadcasting, man. And poor Kardashian. I mean, hey, I got nothing but love for the Kardashians. In fact, I've met the Kardashians. I met the mom. I met Kim. I met all the sisters. In fact, I kicked it with Khloe. I actually have a picture with Khloe and Lamar on Wire Inlet.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? They're very nice people. But I mean,
they are.
Let's face it. They really, and they're very obviously. Chris is a, you know, a genius, business genius, because they really were going down the tubes until that sex tape hit the web. They were really close to losing their home. I mean, Chris and Bruce were, you know, close to foreclosure. And
wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, you know, a little while ago, but because of that sex tape, it's launched everybody's, you know, everybody has a house, everybody's doing quite well, and, you know, it's a situation that it was the luck of the draw. And unfortunately, it didn't help Ray J very much, but it helped the Kardashians a lot. And everybody says they're nice people, but there's, you know, there comes a time when, you know, you can't just sell everything. So
yeah, I'm good friends with Ray J. Actually, he was on my show with his artist Sahiba, and that sex tape thing seemed to help both of them a lot. And, you know, Ray J was talking about how he's working with the president. If you go on his website, I guess he's working with Barack Obama now somehow. That's a really interesting show. That's something a lot of listeners should go back to and look for the Ray J and Sahiba and MIC show.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of interesting
Find it interesting that he didn't get the same, you know, launch that Kim did. I mean, they were both featured on the tape, and everybody talks about her, and nobody really gives him. It really didn't do as much for him as it did for her. So it's interesting about that. But another thing, I'm sorry, were you saying something?
No, go ahead. When you talk, I shut up. I'm so interested in hearing. I know my listeners are more interested in hearing.
No, I'm not. Okay, now, do you watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
You know what? One of the guests of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the plastic surgeon guy, is going to be on the show next week on Sarah's show. So this is really getting interesting.
Okay, well, never mind.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. So we'll skip that and touch
on that. Let's not give them too much, but let's give them a little bit and build it up, because the show's going to be on Wednesday. But what's going on? What do you know?
I've heard there's going to be surprising things happening with Paul Massif, and it's not particularly going to be very good.
Wow. Okay. Well, you guys have to stay tuned for that. Make sure you tune in Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. To Sarah's Secret. Well, this is getting fun.
Yeah, there's going to be some serious issues. I mean, it's in the works right now, and I'm sure he's aware of it. But it's going to be a huge surprise, and it's going to explain a lot. Let me put it that way. And I will keep you updated on that weekly.
Okay. So I mean, I want to ask you questions. There's so many questions I can ask you because I know you know all the
sure.
gossip possible. I want to ask some Justin Bieber gossip, man, because I heard something about
A crazy guy something. That's in prison who tried to have him killed.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
He was just a crazed guy. He's already in prison, and he actually asked two of his buddies to. He's obsessed with Justin, and it's ridiculous. He's just a crazed person. Thank God that, you know, they found out about the plot, but he really did ask somebody to go and kill this young kid. And there,
wow.
there is no explanation for it. He's just crazy. I mean, it's just like the nut in Connecticut. I mean, there's just no explanation for some things. And for this older man to be obsessed with Justin doesn't make any sense. There is no rhyme or reason to it. And then that's why a lot of people, they laugh or snicker or, you know, roll their eyes at celebrities have bodyguards. But this is exactly why.
Oh, totally, yeah, and that's why. I mean,
you know,
I've actually experienced some of that myself. I've experienced some phone calls with people, like, kind of upset that I'm not helping them and they don't have enough money or whatever, and they'd get upset. But in reality, I mean, I'm trying to create opportunities, so there's just so many opportunities that there's always something for somebody. The thing of it is that this is a, you know, anybody that's out there in the international, I know there's a lot of people listening right now that may be in the international area that wants to get into Hollywood, and this is a really real show. So we're going to let you know that it does get, it gets hairy too. You know, it's not all spotlights, red carpets, and whatever. There's some other things on the other side of Hollywood too.
Yeah, I mean, there is a very much a dark side to all of this. And, you know, you're dealing with people who walk up to you and they may look at you on TV or see you in the movies or hear you on the radio and they think that they know you. And you don't have a clue who's walking up on you, you know, and you don't know what their intent is. So it's not like celebrities are being rude or standoffish. They're just being careful. And can you imagine if these two knuckleheads had actually gone and killed this young guy?
Mm-hmm.
It's just because some nut in prison is obsessed with him. It's just crazy. So when, you know, I see that, you know, celebrities are surrounded by bodyguards, there's a reason, you know, because people will grab you. Well, look at all the celebrities who, I mean, come on. There's been celebrities who have been killed. I mean, the one who I remember with a gun, she was on, what was the show, I forget her name. I'll have to remember it. But she actually got shot because a young girl got shot, you know, because a guy was able to go to the DMV and get her address. He was obsessed with her. He walked up to the door, she answered the door, and she shot him. He shot her, you know. So,
wow.
She was, I forget the name of the show now. My Sister Sam. It was on the show My Sister Sam.
Now, Pat, I know you're a celebrity yourself, and I know you're going to say, oh, no, but you're a celebrity yourself. You've been on a lot of stuff. Tell us a little bit about, I mean, I know you've been on a lot of different media and people have interviewed you, and, you know, tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and how you became to be who you are.
Really? Okay. I got more gossip, though. Wouldn't you rather hear that?
You know what? That'll be next week. We got a whole sum in the gossip bank.
Okay. Well, I've been with the Inquirer. I'm a senior reporter there. I've been there 17 years. I was the reporter who exposed Jesse Jackson and the baby. I worked on the John Edwards. I also exposed or was exclusive. I had an exclusive story about Patrick Swayze and cancer. We were the lead reporter, the lead paper on that. We had, you know, chronicled his illness. And a lot of people were angry because we, you know, did the pictures and did the story. But you know what? A lot of people went and got tested because that awareness is so important. And a lot of men, particularly, they hate to go to the doctor. But when you get scared, all of a sudden, you know, you put all of that aside and you go and take care of it because, you know, had Patrick been, you know, maybe it found out a little bit sooner, he'd still be with us. You know, once it gets to a certain stage, there's nothing you can do but make a person comfortable. So that was, for me, it was important because all my brothers went and got checked and they're okay. Actually, one had prostate cancer and they were able to save his life. And if you save one person, it's worth it, you know. So sometimes stories are not just about sensationalism. Sometimes it's to show you that, you know, people forget that celebrities are people too, and they put them on pedestals, and in reality they go through everything we go through, and sometimes more. So that was the, in my opinion, the reason for the Patrick Swayze story was really important for men to go and get checked, because just because you don't feel any pain doesn't mean you're not sick. So that was important for me. And then Penny Marshall, I did the story on her having cancer. She had actually a brain tumor, and she smokes like a chimney. And, you know, I'm not saying that's the reason, but it's certainly not helping. That's another thing, people. It's just an awareness. You know, a lot of times these stories are not just about reporting on celebrities. I get a lot of letters saying thank you for this because, you know, I was trying to convince my brother to go get checked. And, you know, after he saw what Patrick went through, you know, it was much easier to get in there. So, you know, you do those kinds of things. So I've been there a long time. I used to be on the gossip show on E! Entertainment. We did that every weekend. And I was on CNN. And I've just done a lot of, I've done Geraldo's show. And I've interviewed a lot of celebrities. I was one of the last celebrities to interview Phyllis Diller. I even got a swimming suit by the pool. She posed for me in a swimming suit. And it was great. Yeah, and she's 90 years old in a swimming suit.
And well, Pat, we're blessed to have you here on Easy Talk, doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting, and we thank Tina Truman for bringing you to the table, our producer.
Me too.
She's wonderful, isn't she?
I love Tina.
So, with closing, this is the new segment. Guys, it's called Hollywood Secrets by Patricia. Brain isn't working. This is, my brain isn't working. Say your name. Go ahead.
Patricia Shipp.
This is a Hollywood Secrets by Patricia Shipp. And in closing, let's give them a piece of gossip that you know of and give them half of it. And let's do the whole stay tuned thing, and then we'll do the dun-dun-dun.
Bum-bum-bum-bum. What I know is coming is a big celebrity, big musical celebrity, is going to be announcing, surprisingly, that she's pregnant.
Okay.
Very soon. Big icon. And it's going to be a surprise. She's not married.
Can you tell us if this is a music celebrity, if this is a film celebrity, if it will,
music celebrity. Although she has done some movies too, but she's primarily known for music. She's from a musical family.
Okay. So there's some hints for you guys. So stay tuned next week on Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk, me and Pat doing it the easy way to tell you who that celebrity is and what's going to happen. So, hey, thank you so much, Pat, for being on. We're blessed to have you. Looking forward to having all the wonderful gossip on Hollywood Secrets every week. And thank you. Yeah, I thought I was big. I thought I was good. Now I got something to, you know, someone's footsteps.
Oh, you need to. You know what? You need to stop. I'm gonna have to start wearing my boots when I talk to you. It's getting thick around here, but I appreciate it. I'm blessed to be on your show. I appreciate it very much.
All righty. All right, guys, so that was Patricia Shipp, the pretty much leading reporter of the National Enquirer, which is going to be coming on every week, giving you some Hollywood secrets. And I apologize about that short delay. Basically, we have coming on Vanessa Carey. She's formerly from the Pussycat Dolls, and she was a cheerleader with the Lakers, and, man, she's got a lot of cool stuff to say. So we're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we're going to have Vanessa Carey, our special guest for today's show.
Praises of his beautiful guest, Vanessa Curry. Vanessa is a talented singer and dancer and actor who has performed with the Pussycat Dolls, and starred on Dancing with the Stars. Her talents won her the coveted role of cheerleader for the Los Angeles Lakers. Today, only on Easy Way Broadcasting, we will hear about her newest project and plans for the future. Welcome, Vanessa Curry.
All right. Vanessa, how you feeling?
I'm good. I mean, you know, honestly, I'm a little bit under the weather, but other than that, I'm really good. How are you doing?
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, even though you're under the weather. I am doing wonderful. And so let me tell the audience and our listeners how we met. You guys know that we've had Sam Sarpon on the show, and that I'm always going to a lot of cool Hollywood events. And Sam has been ranting and raving about you, girl. You know,
he's so sweet. He's the sweetest.
He is an awesome gentleman. So we met at Scream Famous Clothing, I believe it's called. It was a store off Melrose, and we took some photos together, did some cool stuff. You guys can actually go on my YouTube, and you can go on theeasyshow.com, and you can see an exclusive interview with Vanessa Curry and Sam, only on The Easy Show. And, you know, I told her, I said, hey, you know, and we started talking a little bit. I know you're really big into dance, and we had some stuff in common, so I'm like, I got to bring you on my show.
Well, thank you. I am so happy and honored to be here, to be on here. just let's talk about some stuff.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So I know that you're formerly a Pussycat Doll, and your fans want to hear everything about you. So let's talk first about the Pussycat Dolls. You know, how did you get into the group?
Well, I had another job that I was doing, a dance job. I was on tour with Leighton Meester. She was doing pop music at the time. And the choreographer for that was Kenny Wormald, and he introduced me to basically this, like, whole little world that was going on with Pussycat Dolls. And, you know, cut to having a private audition with Robin Anton and Mikey Minden. And from there, I basically was in the rehearsals the next week for, like, a whole entire week learning an hour show. And we did a show in Monterey. It was a private event. And it was really, really awesome. And so that's how it all happened. Really crazy.
That's awesome. It's funny how I'm always interested in listening to the stories, how it happens. So did things change for you with all the intention and all the hard work for the shows, and talk about the tours and what it's like to be a Pussycat Doll?
Well, it was cool. We also did the Pussycat Doll Burlesque review as well. So, and that was a traveling show too. And it was really awesome to go to. We went to Canada and New Mexico. Like, we went to a bunch of other places and got to perform there. And it's just, I mean, it's just, I appreciate it. I just, like, I appreciate when somebody, they come to see the show for the dancing and the singing, and they really just want to come and sit through a good show. And, you know, like, we go, all the girls give it 110% every time. So it was such a blast to just be on the road with your friends and, you know, dancing and singing.
What was the next big gig for you, you know, after the Pussycat Dolls?
You know, I came out with one of my singles, my first one, which was called Watch Me. And it was done by Ruckus Music. Chris DeCoron and Carlo Ricafort were the producers behind it. And it was so amazing. They are just amazing people to work with and really awesome. And I got to, you know, do my first thing. And we also shot a music video for that. So that was out as well. So that was, like, my next thing that I did, directly right after. And Chris and Carlo were also working on new stuff as well together. I had recently was just on an episode of CSI, and that was pretty awesome. So I had a blast doing that. It was a co-star role, and the episode was written by Sarah Bird and directed by Matt Earl Beasley, and they both were amazing to work with. So that was honestly, like, amazing, an amazing experience.
So you guys are listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. This is Easy Talk, and we are on the line with Vanessa Curry, former Pussycat Dolls and Laker cheerleader, and she was on Dancing with the Stars. And man, such an interesting life. So if you want to talk to her or me, you can call in at 914-338-1303, and we do have a couple callers in queue, and we will be picking up those callers pretty soon. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, how you decided to get in the entertainment industry. What were those handshakes that kind of progressed you into the success?
You know, I've been dancing my entire life since I can walk, and I knew that I always wanted to be an entertainer. I've been one since I can remember, and you know, I actually, out of high school, I was going to go to San Jose State. I was already enrolled and everything, and I had the opportunity to audition for the Lakers. And so I went, and I didn't expect to make the team. I was already enrolled in college, and I ended up making the team, and I had to move out to LA, you know, within that week to start rehearsals. And so I had to make a decision, and, you know, luckily I have amazing parents and family and friends to help out with all of that, and they were so supportive. And my mom and my dad helped me pack up the car, and we drove to Los Angeles.
Oh, awesome. So
happened.
Well, since it's the spirit of the holiday seasons, this is just going to be a question on a random. How does Vanessa Carey, how does a former Pussycat Doll and being on Dancing with the Stars and all the accomplishing things you've done, how do you shop for Christmas? What's some of your secrets?
You know what? I was just talking to somebody about this, too, which is funny, because I was saying, you know, Christmas for me, like, sometimes it gets really stressful having to go to the store, you know, think about, you know, find something that you think that would be fit for this person. But, you know, honestly, like, the best gifts that I get and I like to give are, you know, maybe ones where it's, like, most, you know, sentimental things. I love, like, printing out pictures and, you know, finding cute frames and give a gift that way. I think, I don't know, it's just like those memories, they're something that you cherish forever, and I feel like everyone likes to get a gift like that. So I know I do, so I really enjoy giving gifts like that.
Well, I personally just go off the gift. I just do the gift card thing, or, you know, you can always get a Christmas or a Hanukkah
way,
card,
huh?
And here's some money. I go the easy way out. That's why they call
me
easy.
You go the easy way.
Exactly. So you work all the time. You're like me. And talk to our listeners about, you know, your projects you're working on right now.
Well, the projects that I'm working on right now, I'm doing another song called Heartbeat with Ruckus Music, which I'm really excited about. I feel like I'm, you know, coming into my own and kind of figuring out who I am even more as an artist and style-wise, everything. So I'm really excited about that. And I also am starting, you know, a little dance, like, troupe type of forte. It's going to be called The Silhouettes, and it's going to be run by my best friend Cassandra Stoppel and I, and we're really looking forward to that. It's going to be, you know, women and all sorts of people who want to start to learn how to dance and maybe, you know, just have, like, a showcase here and there. Every once a month, we put on a showcase for, you know, just whoever wants to come and see. And we want to build onto that and remind people how important dance and singing and things like that. It's not just, you know, to be an entertainer, but it's also exercise and it's healthy. And so I'm looking forward to starting that as well. I think it's going to be fun. And I get to do it with my best friend. So it's I'm really looking forward to it. And then also, Sam Sarpong and I, we just did the K Deluxe Jewelry Spring and Fall 2013 campaign. And we did that together, and that was so much fun. It was, you know, a shoot on Rodeo, and it was great. It was just, we had a ball, so that was fun as well. And, you know, just, I'm still acting, and I'm continuing my auditions here and there and every single time, and I'm grateful for everything that comes my way, you know?
Well, you know, you are an amazing talent. Everybody knows that. And we do have a lot of producers and, you know, good people that do listen to the show. So don't be modest. You know, definitely talk to them. And I know you got a new song coming out. You're very beautiful. And anybody that's listening and wants to get at Vanessa, you can follow her at Vanessa Curry, C-U-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know a lot of people... I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly. So, and then a lot of people may want to utilize you for modeling and all that. Now, let's talk about your new song. I know you got a new song coming out.
Yes, it's called Heartbeat, and you know, it's just about you know that specific thing or person or part of a song or anything that just makes your heart beat that way that is very special, and it's a feeling that we can't even really describe. And it's just about having a really good time and being with friends who you really want to be around and the right people. And I think it's a really fun song. It's very dancey, of course, and I'm just really excited. I feel like I'm coming into my own, and that's exciting. As long as everything is always better than the last, I think that's growth, and you're moving forward, and I'm happy with that.
Now, I know a lot of people are probably wondering what it's like to be a Laker girl. Yeah, tell us, do you have any unique stories of your Laker cheerleading experiences?
You know, with the Lakers, it was so much fun. I mean, honestly, the best part is sitting on a court, you know. You get to sit on the court and watch the basketball game, which is so much fun. It's like 3D. but also, I really enjoyed doing the charity events. That was so much fun. They kept us very, very busy, which was really nice. And, you know, appearances, but the charities were the best, you know, like the Boys and Girls Club charities and going to the Shriners Hospital and visiting with all those kids. And it's just those moments are the best. Like, it makes you want to continue to do charity work. It's really nice.
Oh, I'm right there with you, girl. We're going to definitely have to talk
more
on the charity side. I have a client that's on the board of 6 very major charities, and we're setting up some awesome stuff for 2013. Now, so Dancing with the Stars, you and I are both dancers. We've been dancing for a long time, and I know how much fun was it doing Dance with the Stars. And what year were you on the show?
Well, I did. I actually danced for Pitbull on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, okay.
So we did a live performance for Dancing with the Stars. So that was this year. That was the opening of the show, actually, like the very first results show. We went on there and did that, and that was amazing. It was awesome.
Yeah, I bet you it's an amazing experience. I've gone to Dance with the Stars, and I've met all those people. In fact, I have some cool clips of me at Dancing with the Stars and the ABC and all that stuff. And it's a fun experience. And by the way, if anybody does want to go Dance with the Stars, I do have a friend. My friend is the person that is the hype man, the main host when the show goes off and talks to the audience.
Awesome.
And I know he was giving away tickets and stuff. So keep listening to Easy Talk, guys. Now, I heard, Vanessa, that you and your boyfriend are doing your own film?
Well, we did a short film together. It's called Dirty Laundry, and it was produced and written by Kwesi Thomas and Esmel Modaberry. And it was fun. I'm not going to lie, though. I was a little nervous. My boyfriend, Shaheen, he has been acting his entire life. So he's definitely been doing it a lot longer than I have. And he was, so, you know, I was a little nervous, I'm not going to lie. But it actually was so much fun, and I hope that we get to do something else together like that again. It was actually really nice, and I learned a lot. And I love learning. So it was good. It was fun. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
You always got to be a sponge and get thrown in the ocean of knowledge.
Of course.
So,
I love it, though. I love it.
So we're all about social media. This is a social media-based station, social media-based show. Can you share with us any success stories that you've had with social media, how it's helped you?
Well, you know, I think I don't have a specific story, but, you know, it definitely helps a lot. I know with people, you know, just seeing your work or something either on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, and then they see something that you can do. It's almost like an audition process. And it gets to the point where, you know, you start getting maybe some jobs from, you know, a picture that you've posted from another shoot that you've done, or, you know, retweeting something that somebody found of you, or you know, and I think in that way it's helped a lot. Like, it definitely, honestly, though, I mean, I don't know how I feel about it being involved in, like, high schools and stuff. I don't know. The social media has kind of taken over a little bit, but definitely for me, it's, I mean, I love it. I think it's fun, and I think it's a great way to put your work out there and you keep in touch with people. I mean, I've kept in touch with people from high school that, you know, I knew maybe I wouldn't keep in touch if there was no Facebook or Instagram or, you know, things like that. So I definitely, I think it's beneficial. I mean, obviously, you do have to be very careful with what you post and things like that, but I definitely think it's more beneficial than not, for sure.
But do you have anybody that you've met through social media that you're still currently in, you know, in a relationship business-wise or personal-wise that you've, you know, have social media? What I mean is I have a lot, like, I do a lot of stuff through social media, and it's and
right.
A lot of the situations I'm in now, I've actually met people on Twitter. Like, I'm actually talking in a possible talk of Time Magazine and Forbes by
mm-hmm.
meeting somebody on Twitter. So that's kind of what I meant by has social media, have you met anybody that's advanced you to further situations?
Well, you know, I mean, I definitely met Kathleen, who is the owner of Pre Deluxe Jewelry, the campaign that I just did, actually. And you know, she saw my photos from a friend from my Instagram. So it's you know, so she saw that, and then, you know, she started looking at Twitter and Facebook and all this and that, and she really liked my look and wanted to use me. So, yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, I have. And I think Kathleen is amazing. I love her jewelry. I love what it stands for. You know, she's a very spiritual person, and I love that about her. And I feel like, you know, we've known each other for a good, you know, I'd say probably almost a year now, and I don't see our relationship fading anytime soon.
Yeah, Katie Lux Jewelry is awesome, and shout-outs to Kathleen. I did meet her at Sam Sarpong's launch for his Future Stars collection. You guys were doing
mm-hmm.
your thing, and she gave me a cool necklace. And you know what's really cool about the jewelry, guys, is it's not just jewelry. It also balances your body. It helps your aura and stuff. And you can go to KDLuxe, KDLuxeJewelry.com, and see more about that. Now, what inspires you to keep moving forward every day?
You know, definitely my family and my friends, and the thought of, like, continuously being creative is what continues to have me in this industry. I feel like if you're not creating every day, then maybe this isn't the industry for you. I truly believe that. I think that continues. I want to be a better person and a better person in my art and my creativity every single day, and I really do truly try and every single day look for something new that day, and let's
okay.
do that, or, you know.
Now, I want to go back to your showcase that you were talking about, because we are actually doing something like that too. I mean, we're going to be talking, but
oh,
you know,
yeah,
Shane's,
for sure.
Shane Sparks, which I was talking to you about, actually has a show called Planet Dance, and we're going to be opening up, you know, he's the celebrity choreographer, dance legend guy. He's Emmy nominated and everything, and we're going to be opening up for, so all the listeners that are listening right now, we are going to be opening up some opportunities for you guys moving forward in 2013. We're working on a school tour, Stop the Bullying, Stop the Violence school tour, and so I would definitely love to talk to you more about that with what you're doing. And the reason I'm mentioning it on air is because I want the listeners to hear the transition of us talking about it now and then actually it moving forward. And the good thing about me
right.
is I always film it, so you guys can watch it.
Amazing.
We have a little Christmas present for you. We work with a magazine that I actually consult. It's a printed publication. It's called Rock This Magazine, and it stands for, you know, it's content that rocks. Yeah, and it's music based, it's entertainment based, it's charity based, it's business based. And I have actually already talked to the owner, and we're going to be launching a whole new look, whole new feel. And there's some really awesome people involved in the magazine, and they were interested in you maybe doing the back cover, you getting involved, and if that's something that can help you with your projects and the things you have moving along, and to put your word out there with what you do with charity and how you want to help your fans as far as dancing, the showcasing and stuff. We'd love to showcase you in that magazine.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing. Yes, yes, I accept. Yes, thank you for that. That's an amazing Christmas present. Thank you guys very much.
To everybody out there, you know, if you celebrate Hanukkah, if you celebrate Christmas, I mean, whatever you celebrate, happy holidays. Now, what's the hardest part of your job, would you say?
I would definitely say sometimes you get so busy that you just, you know, for an example, I make an appointment to, even if it's the slightest thing, let's just say it's like a dentist or something, a dentist appointment. Sometimes you can't even keep that because, you know, something comes up and then you have to cancel and do it again. It's like that sometimes that gets hard, and especially if you're traveling a lot, I miss my family and my dogs. I have two dogs, and I miss them. Or, you know, my boyfriend, I want to spend time with my friends and him. And I think sometimes you get so busy that you have to remember to stop for a second and just take a break and, you know, let your creative juices flow again and then continue your path. And I think that's really important, you know, to stop, be present in a moment, just breathe, and then, you know, then continue your huge train.
I agree. Mine would be physical exercise, you know, and getting away from the phone 24 hours
right.
a day, and, you know, and actually going to the gym or I mean, that's something I'm working on. So again, would you say you have your New Year's resolution in your head yet? You know, because I don't want to like put you on the spot and be like, oh, do you know your New Year's resolution of what you're going to be, what things are you going to change for the new year?
You know, I definitely, I'm really bad at remembering people's names. I'm really horrible at it. And I'm really good with faces, but I'm really bad with names. So I think my New Year's resolution is probably going to be to be better at remembering people's names, like kind of embed it in my brain for a little bit so that I don't forget, because I hate forgetting. I never mean to. It's just sometimes, I don't know, I just forget sometimes. So that's definitely going to be my New Year's resolution.
What's my name?
Eric. The easy way.
Oh, well, see, there you go. You're not that bad. No, I'm just kidding. So what's the most enjoyable part of your job? What makes you the happiest?
Just being able to perform. I love it. Like, if you asked me what I loved more, dancing, singing, acting, modeling, I couldn't really tell you which one. Because every time I have a job for one of those different genres of work, I get really excited and I always give, you know, 200%. And so I just think, and, you know, like I said, like being able to continue to create is like, I love it. It's a challenge. It's a huge challenge, but it's definitely what I love. So that's probably. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're gonna give one of the callers that have been waiting in queue, and we appreciate it. They've been waiting in queue for almost 50 minutes here, listening to the whole show.
Oh,
we have a caller, 917-1060. You're on air with EZ and Vanessa Curry. How are you?
Hi, Eric. It's Victoria.
Oh,
hi.
You're my favorite fan. How are you doing? You keep changing your number. I don't know if it's, you have 10 numbers.
No, I just got a new iPhone, so I got an iPhone 4, so this is my new number.
This is your new number. Okay, so we're going to remember the new number. So I know that you're a very ambitious dancer, and you want to be an entertainer. Well, you're talking to one of the pros of the game. So what questions would you have for Vanessa? I'm out. Yeah.
the question I would have to ask you is that, okay, since I want to be in acting and I want to be in dance, like, where would be the best place to start? Because I'm in New York, and it's kind of hard to find it out here. So I wanted to know, like, what would be your advice as far as, you know, getting my career started?
Well, you know, I definitely always say that you have to always be either in acting class or dance class and continue to take that, and definitely, you know, find an agent who you get along with very well and who believes in you and who wants to push you and challenge you. That's also important. I definitely think that, you know, you could do it either in New York or in Los Angeles. I think those are two major, you know, places that are good for what you want to do. And I mean, listen, it's hard anywhere you go. So it's as long as you stay focused and have your tunnel vision and you continue to just see your goal at the end of that tunnel, I think you'll be good. You've got to continue to work hard and, you know, stay humble and, you know, be kind to everyone that you work with and that you come in contact with.
Yeah.
And turn down the TV in the background so we can hear you.
Wait. I'm sorry. Somebody's playing Ghost Recon. So, like, I'm a big fan of the Pussycat Dolls. I've seen you in the Pussycat Dolls and everything. That's cool. But I also want to let the other, like, other callers know that I will be attending AMDA. It's a dance college in New York City, and it's also in Los Angeles. So I'm going to be attending, you know, that school so I can do acting and dance.
Amazing. Well, awesome. Well, you know, tell them you're doing it the easy way. Maybe they'll give you some discounts or something. No, I'm kidding. But,
I am doing it the easy way.
Well, thank you so much, Victoria, for calling in. We always appreciate you.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
All right, take care.
All right, guys, so we are back with Vanessa. This is Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, the only show, Easy Talk, that really makes it a little bit easier on you. And I'm that crazy host, the Hollywood It guy. One more question for you, Vanessa, then we're going to let you go. I know you got to get out of here, and you're on. I believe you're on set, but thank you so much for all your time. How would you feel that your brand has changed over the last few years, and what transitions do you think you're doing into 2013?
You know, I feel like my brand is definitely still changing. It's still morphing and trying to figure itself out. But, you know, I want to definitely show people that, you know, I'm a fun person. I'm very chill and relaxed, but I also want to let people know that, especially when it comes to fashion, like, that's something that's really important to me, too, is just to always remember to have fun with it. It should always be something fun. I know sometimes it gets stressful and we don't know what to wear, but I want people to know that, you know, you never have to stop growing. So, I mean, my brand is still growing. It's still continuing, and I definitely want to show people who I am through my work. So I think, as long as I continue to grow in every job and everything that the opportunities that I'm brought, then I think my brand will continuously change. I don't ever want it to just stop and this is what it is. I would like it to keep morphing with, you know, everything continues to move and change and grow, and I want to do that with me and my brand.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, and you will. You will be advancing. And I have my hat line, which you saw was on my head, and I actually talked to the Screamin' Fashion Clothing, and they were talking about putting my hats in their store. Yeah. So
amazing.
We're going to try to hook you up. I'd be honored if you wear those, and we'll talk to you more about the magazine and your Christmas present. And I'm gonna let you go because I know you got to get out of here. Now, before I let you go, do you mind if I count to three? And I'd love for you to say, hey, it's Vanessa Curry, formerly from the Pussycat Dolls, and you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and
all right.
I'm doing it the easy way. You can't forget about to say that you're doing it the easy way. So you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and I'm doing it the easy way, and you say your first and last name and who you're known for. So I'm going to count to three, and it's all you. One, two, three.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Curry, and you're watching Easy Way Broadcasting, and we are doing it the easy way.
Well, we're listening to Easy Way Broadcast, but it works. All right, guys, that's Vanessa.
Well, yeah, you're not watching. You're listening to the Easy Way.
You want to try one more time?
Sure, yes, yes.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Curry, and you're listening to the Easy Way Broadcasting.
Third time's the charm. 1, 2, 3.
Third time, buddy. Hi, I'm Vanessa Curry, and you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. And remember, keep it the easy way.
There we go. That one works. Thank you so much for being on the show, Vanessa.
Perfect.
We really appreciate
Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to talking to you more. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. All right, guys, so that was Vanessa Curry, the former Pussycat Doll and Lakeland cheerleader, and she's got a lot of awesome things happening. That was her herself. Hope you guys enjoyed that. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to have Roz Taylor-Jordan and her secret friend talking to you about all the auditions and all the great opportunities for America's Got Talent and how you guys can apply and how you can make those dreams come true. So once again, I'm your man, EZ, doing it the easy way, and we'll be right back.
Opportunity time. Today's guest is a ball of fire. She is the person to know in casting. She works on Hollywood's hottest projects. She knows talent. Our guest is helping to make dreams come true on America's Got Talent. Easy Talk is proud to introduce Roz Taylor-Jordan.
Hey, so I'm going to bring my girl Roz Taylor-Jordan in to give us some of that America's Got Talent and all that wonderful casting gossip. Hey, Roz, you there?
I'm here, Eric. How are you, honey?
I am probably drained and pulling my hair out of my head like you. But
oh, my gosh. How's that shopping coming along?
I've been shopping for my fans. I've been shopping for opportunities.
And that's why we're here today. We'd like to give them some Christmas info, which I got something that I'm so excited. I just found out yesterday, hot off the presses, I have new dates. New York, February 1st and 2nd, AGT is coming to town.
AGT, America's Got Talent's coming to New York? All right. So are people going to be talking in the New Yorkian accents and all that?
You know, the great thing is, last time I was in New York, and the thing about our show is we like to go and meet people where they are. And I always tell people one of the best ways to get an opportunity is if you put yourself out there. Like here we have, you know, Hollywood Boulevard and Santa Monica Promenade and, you know, Silver Lake. There's a lot of different areas in our town locally where we go to find street artists. And one thing about America's Got Talent, we like to find people on the street. And in San Francisco, for example, one of the biggest contestants to get far was Stretch. He was found on the streets near Coney Island in San Francisco, you know, buskering. And if you put yourself where people can see you, you're always going to be found. So I was in New York. We were there casting AGT. We went to go have some dinner. I'm walking back out, and I see this guy carrying this, like, playing this guitar. It was maybe 5 feet in the air. I mean, it was huge. 5 feet just with the neck on it. So it was probably like a total of 15 feet.
Mm.
Saw him, said, that's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. He played something for us. He was on the show the next day. He made the audition, and he actually made the show. So it's always a great idea to, if you can, anywhere you are, we have people out on the streets looking for folk at events and Christmas lighting ceremonies and dance schools, anywhere and everywhere. So
dance
I always want to tell people, oh, yeah, dance. I mean, the thing about America's Got Talent is it's any act. See, any act, any age, any talent.
I love it.
And there's no limit.
That's the beauty of Opportunity Time, guys, is every time you listen on every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are going to have Roz Taylor-Jordan and her family coming on, telling you guys those wonderful opportunities that are there, only on Easy Talk, the way that we do it. And so you said it right there, that you're looking for people that are on the streets that have talents. You're looking for that raw talent. So if you guys are on those streets and you're trying to get make your dreams come true, this is the lady herself, very, very good friend of mine. I look at her like a sister. She is the supervising cast director for America's Got Talent and many, many opportunities. I know you work with a lot of strong production companies, too, and we'll get into that a little bit later, and unless you want to talk about it. But, I mean, hey, that's amazing. So if you guys are in New York, and I know I got a lot of New York fans, if you guys are in New York and you're looking to make those dreams come true, they are. So when are the auditions? What's the details on that?
New York, it's going to be February 1st and 2nd. But if people are, let's say they're snowed in over Christmas and they don't have anything to do and they want to work on their, you know, application, they literally can just videotape themselves and upload it to agtauditions.com and do it that way. You never even have to leave home. You know, sometimes you're not able to be there and you think you're going to miss an opportunity, but we love getting home submissions. We love getting people who just pull out their iPhone, upload their, you know, shoot their little 90-second routine and send it to us. It's a lot of fun. So we go everywhere and anywhere, and that's the thing about opportunity. We say everything you do, it matters. You know, going to those classes, taking your acting classes, going to the gym, working out, eating healthy, getting sleep, you know, honing your skills so that when the opportunity presents itself, you're ready. And that's what the people on the street are doing. They're just out wherever. You know, that's what the kids who go to the dance schools are. They're there training. And we go to those places, vocal coaches. We go to these people who see up-and-coming talent, who are working hard. They recommend them to us, and you may just get a call one day. But if you're not putting yourself out there, there's no way to be seen. Or if you're not working with the people who can help craft your skills, because those people are people we count on. So you need a good team around you.
I love it. And, you know, we're also doing the Planet Dance Show every Saturday with Shane Sparks. And I know we have a lot of really awesome stuff we're setting up in the dance world, showcases and opportunities and things like that. So basically, guys, you can also email info@easywaybroadcasting.com. We will be submitting it directly to Roz and America's Got Talent to, you know, give you guys that opportunity. So if you guys have dancing skills, if you have singing skills, if you have rapping skills, if you have magic skills, if you have, I don't know, you can do cool limber tricks. That's the cool thing about America's Got Talent is it's not just music. It's really like, you know, if you can do really cool backflips and, you know, if you can put swords in your mouth or whatever, like it's crazy that it's such a versatile show. So remember, guys, this is not just music. This is talent in general. What's the most unique talent you guys have ever had on the show, Roz?
I mean, so much. But one of the new trends that was the most unique that we had ever seen was when Defying Gravity came on. And there was these kids who were glow-in-the-dark artists from a university. And then it moved into, we had Illuminate the next year, and they were a hip-hop, like a neon dance group. It was so incredible. And then we had Silhouette, which was a group of, you know, really unique. It was dance, but they made themselves into shape, like this really well-known group, Palabolas. And when you see the car commercials and you see the bodies make the shape of a car, we have little kids doing that. And then you'll have something as bizarre as somebody who, you know, farts the national anthem or goes up and, you know, I don't know, sets his body on fire while he's walking over hot coals, you know. And then,
well,
you know, jumps up and does a somersault and lands in water and then gets out and sticks a wire through his nose, and that was the end of his act.
So there's really no limit to the talent. It can be anything pretty much as long as it's accepted by the committee, I guess.
Hey, as long as it's within the realm of, you know, not too grotesque. But, you know, when you go to freak shows and you go to, you know, horror houses and wax museums and different things like that, there are people, that's an art form, you know, and we like to explore all different art forms, even to the hula hoop and belly artist, you know, the belly dancer. Maybe there's somebody who likes to graffiti paint to music, you know. The, you know,
yeah,
they
we're
do bike,
we're
they use
the
their.
Anthem isn't
yeah, I know. You know, what you gotta do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? We had an old guy. How old was he, guys? I mean, he had to, 77. He was in his 70s and came up. I don't know if the rap was something he learned, taught. I still to this day don't know because I don't know anyone else who can sing it better than him. If it had another owner, I don't care. He was on our show. It was awesome. Just look up, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? And it'll make you smile. The 70-year-old rapper off of America's Got Talent. What you gonna do? I'm sorry, I've digressed.
I love it. Now I got that stuck in my head. What you gonna do? What you gonna
what
do?
You gonna
I never
do?
Need to get the red. Any producers out there, we need a beat. No, and I know you have, I believe you said you have a beautiful model. You have a teammate that you wanted to introduce us to today.
Oh, yeah, Nina. I wanted you guys to say hi to Nina. Nina's been working with me for a few years now. She's a former supermodel. Every kind of story you want to know about Studio 54, she has it, and then some. I mean, she's just ridiculous, and she helps me secure acts and talent for all my shows. So she's the one that, before you come see me, she's prepping you up. She's the one, okay, this is what you want to do, and this is what they want to say, and this is what they're looking for. And she's a really good help to actors to give them a better opportunity, a better shot. And one show that she casts a lot is Let's Make a Deal. And we're looking for people across the country who may be visiting in town over Christmas time to, you know, come on that show. So I wanted her to come on and talk about Let's Make a Deal and kind of how fun it is. And, you know, so any of your listeners, if they're anywhere, we can get them free tickets up to 10 people into the show and give them all kind of pointers and tips on how they can, you know, have the best chance to be selected. Because obviously you can't, you know, you're not chosen. You have to go through the line just like everybody else, just like Price is Right and everything. But, you know, we do try to tell you, you know, be excited and that'll make you stand out. And that's what Nina does best. So Nina Kane, like to introduce you to Easy. Eric Zuli, hold on.
Good
hey,
morning,
Nina.
Eric. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Let's make a deal.
All right. Come on down. You have a chance to make a deal with Wayne Brady, the master host, the best talk show host ever. He's amazing. He's charming. He's funny. He's quick on his feet. He's smart.
Host ever.
Well, yes, you are. Okay, he's second. Easy's first. Easy number one, Wayne Brady number two. How are you?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. Nice to meet you. So tell us about Let's Make a Deal. It sounds exciting.
Well, first of all, Let's Make a Deal is amazing. People love the show. They've been following Wayne for years and years since he was on Whose Line Is It Anyway with Jonathan Mangum and all the other great people, Drew Carey and everyone. So we feel that, you know, Fremantle has the best hosts and the best shows. You know, America's Got Talent, of course, number one. Every single summer consecutively, number one ratings. People love the show. Come on, the Olathe dogs, right? Let's Make a Deal is the funnest, fastest, quickest game show. Tiffany Coyne does a great job as a beautiful host, and it's back in the day with Monty Hall, of course, and Carol Merrill. So do you want the door or the envelope? The envelope or the cash or the box? The box or keep what you got? Uh-oh, it's a zonk. Oh, you just won a brand new car, you know. So we get people over to the set. It tapes twice a day, 9 a.m. and 12 in Hollywood, Sunset Bronson Studios. They have a great staff from the producers right on down to the grips and the people that, you know, have the cue cards. It's amazing, high energy, really fun, and everyone wears a crazy fun costume. Bacon and eggs, pancakes and syrup, cookies and milk, Santa and Mrs. Claus, turkey and stuffing, you know what I mean? You can come out easy if you want to be a contestant. We'll send you over.
I want to be a contestant. I want to be a host. I want to host with Wayne Brady.
Okay. Can I leave the number for your listeners to call for tickets?
Please do.
That would be amazing. It's 310-857-8575.
Is there a Twitter they can follow as well?
Yes, it's at Let's Make Deal CBS.
At Let's Make Deal CBS.
CBS. And it's only in L.A., so if anyone's out here through February 2nd, we are taping. We would love to have them. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. and you just say, can I get in the, have them say, we want to get in the easy way, because we love easy. Have them
I love
call
it.
Us.
So yeah, guys, you know, tweet, let's make deal CBS, hashtag the number sign the easy way. And then they'll know that, you know, you're coming from us and that you're listening to the show, and they'll take care of you and everything. And, you know, Wayne Brady was, I've always been a fan of Wayne Brady and the Whose Line Is It Anyway thing, because I've always been a freestyle off the, you know, spur of the moment type of guy. And I've always watched that show, and I was like, man, if I was on that show, you know, like, he's amazing in how quick he thinks. And it's wonderful how fast he's growing as a host in the new thing. So do you guys ever do any signings or any situations where the fans get to meet Wayne Brady or anything like that?
Do we do any signings? I mean, he's pretty hands-on when he's on the set. You know, I'm sure that if someone was there, and I don't know, we can talk about that maybe at another time, but, you know, he's just a super fun guy. They won't have a better time at a game show, and they have a lot of fun cash and prizes. I also wanted to say one more quick thing about America's Got Talent, just really fast, and I'm going to put Roz mm-hmm. back on. And thank you mm-hmm. so much for talking to me for a minute, because, you know, we love that you're doing this. It's just a great way to spread the word. Happy holidays, a lot of Christmas cheer. Happy New Year, come and audition. We've got cities coming up again. I'm sure Roz told you all of them, but I want to say one quick story about Gary Sinise. He was an unknown actor. You know him from all the CSI shows. He didn't know anybody. He didn't know what he was going to do. He showed up at a producer's hotel room. He said, I want to do a monologue for you. I want to audition for the Eugene O'Neill play, Death of a Salesman. He showed up, did a monologue for the guy. The guy thought, I'm busy. He did the monologue. He got the job, and the rest is history. From Chicago Steppenwolf Theater, he was determined. He was willing. He was ready. He made it happen. He didn't take no for an answer. So we want everyone to come and audition for America's Got Talent. We want to see you, no matter how big or small, you know what I mean? No matter how crazy. And lots of love to everyone, and here's Roz. Thank you, Easy.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
I told you that was Nina Kate.
Wow, she is a talker. She is good.
You know, but that's the thing about us is that, you know, you're passionate about what you do. You need people who actually, we really do care, you know, and you can tell she cares and she wants you to have fun and takes it personally. So it's not just a game to us. Our America's Got Talent is just not another show to us. It's actually, we feel like we're changing people's lives, as you do with these opportunities. So we have fun with it.
Well, you know what I'd like to do, Roz, is I'd like to create some sort of contest for the listeners, for the supporters of Easy Talk and Easy Way Broadcasting and America's Got Talent. And I actually recently got the Easy Show officially on IMDb. It's considered a TV series now, so we can give credits and all that fun stuff. So what we're going to be doing is setting up productions for opportunities for people that support us. It's going to be a unique situation, and I'd like to try to do something like that for the listeners, to maybe win chances to get on set and things like that, you know?
Yeah, for sure, of course.
So, thank you so much, Roz. I always love speaking with you. Thank you for doing your segment with us. And again, guys, this is Opportunity Time with Easy Talk. Roz Taylor-Jordan, look her up on IMDb. If you don't know, now you know. AGT_auditions. And you heard the other Twitter. Roz, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, love you, Easy. Bye. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right, guys, so that was Roz Taylor-Jordan and Opportunity Time, and this is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. Come on, guys, come on. Make sure you tune in next week. We have David Fernandez. This guy's a big, big major actor. You can look him up. He's going to be my next guest next week. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to be giving you Opportunity Time, Hollywood Secrets, and doing what we do the easy way. So thank you so much for tuning in. We love you guys. I hope you tune in and continue tuning in, and you follow Eric Zuli and Hollywood It Guy and Easy Way Broadcast, and like the fans page, and you know the deal. Go to HollywoodItGuy.com. Love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress, the city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Gooley and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.